Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Kenai Peninsula Borough of Assembly enacted an ordinance amending borough code establishing an advisory planning commission in the Nikiski area. Chief of Staff Aaron Rhodes.
There was a letter of interest and a petition submitted by the area of Nikiski to put together a planning commission that would take in the whole area of the Nikiski Fire Service area as it's currently set out. That means across the water as well.
The Assembly previously created local advisory planning commissions within the borough to provide recommendations to the Planning Commission on land use planning and public land management issues which could affect the existing and or future character of the communities. The APCs provide residents with the opportunity to participate in land use planning activities proposed for their communities, as there currently are APCs established in Hope, Moose Pass, Cooper Landing, Anchor Point, and Funny River. The Advisory Planning Commission for Nikiski covers the areas of Nikiski, Gray Cliff, Custatin, Tionic, and Beluga, which equates roughly to about 3.5 million acres. Additionally, a proposal for an alternative APC instead of what was passed called for just over 307,000 acres, similar in size to the borough's other APCs. Camille Broussard, petitioner coordinator, told the borough assembly that 3.5 million acres is too big.
The Nikiski community strongly objects to the amended boundaries. We voiced our objections at that meeting, which was held on August 22nd. At the community meeting held July 19th, 2022 by the Planning Department, there was unanimous support to include the entire area as it was petitioned for. The reason for this is that we are a community in whole. In our Assembly District 3, in our School Board District, in our Fire Service Board area, in our Senior Service Board area, in our Recreation Service Board area.
The proposed amendment making the Nikiski APC similar in size to the other ones in the borough failed on a 7-2 vote. Once the APC is codified, the mayor will appoint 7 residents to said APC within 90 days of the adoption of the ordinance. The appointments will be presented to the Assembly for confirmation. There's been some significant damage to roads and homes in parts of western Alaska following last week's devastating coastal storm. There were no injuries or deaths reported after the storm. The remnant of Typhoon Murbach traveled north through the Bering Strait. It brought tidal surges and high winds that rippled the main streets in several communities and pushed homes off foundations in what was described as the worst storm in a half century.
Our goal is to get back out there on the 1st of October to see how much work has been done by our teams. I want to first of all thank the folks of Western Alaska who are living there, who are helping each other, helping their neighbors. I had to deal with this ordeal, dealt with it extremely well. As we mentioned, there was no deaths, no injuries, nobody is missing. Neighbor helping neighbor, friend helping friend, and schools were opened to act as evacuation centers. There were shelters opened, but for the most part, people are now recovering and digging out.
That's Governor Mike Dunleavy in a press conference held Thursday evening. Ryan Anderson, head of the State Transportation Department, said many repairs are needed, including fixing torn up pavement on the town's main streets and removing storm debris.
We do have a plan. You know, we have engineers out there on scene. We have surveyors. We have an airplane right now in Nome waiting for the weather to clear, and we're going to map this entire area along Norton Sound to make sure we're documenting these damages and we're moving forward to repair them.
There are few roads in western Alaska and none that connect to the state's road system, leaving communities to rely on air travel. Commissioner Anderson said that the airports survived the storm well. Governor Dunleavy said it was too early to determine the cost of all repairs, but he expected getting estimates for road and airports within days.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.